Hi, Dave. How's things?
I have to say, I'm wrecked just looking at what you have planned, just even reading about it. And you're doing this for two wonderful charities, first of all, and only across the border from us here in Wicklow, in Ballymore Eustace in Kildare, Barrettstown Children's Charity, who offer specially designed camps and programmes for children and families living with a serious illness. And you're also doing it for Aveen's Pink Tie, the National Children's Cancer Charity. Seven peaks, 7 weeks. Just explain this and how you're going to do it.
Yeah, so the idea kind of came last year. I ran a fundraiser over Lent as well. And this year I wanted to do something again and just raise money for charity in the meantime. The idea came, obviously, we have to stay within our 5 kilometre radius still. And there is actually a mountain called the Devil's Bit Mountain within my radius. So I just decided, I was talking to some of my friends and we kind of came to this conclusion within about 10 minutes of deciding what to do. Yeah, we decided there's 7 summits and 7 highest peaks on each continent in the world, and there's 7 weekends in Lent. So every Saturday, I'm going to basically climb the equivalent of each highest peak on each continent.
Holy moly. And of course, tomorrow is Pancake Tuesday, which means Lent starts on Wednesday, which means you have to start your mission then this weekend, is it? This Saturday?
That's right, yeah. So this Saturday is the first one. It's 20th of February and it's the highest peak that would be in kind of the Australian continent. I'll have to go up and down the Devil's Bit Mountain about 10 times.
Oh my God. And I know the Devil's Bit because I worked and lived in Tipperary myself. What about the weather? That's the first thing I'm thinking. I mean, you can't predict that.
No, we can't. And I suppose it's going to be a part of the fun of it. I actually went up just Saturday gone by and just to test it and see what it's like. And yeah, it was very snowy on top. And I think I just need to improve my footwear anyway for this coming weekend anyway, and the weekend following as well.
For sure. So over the course of Lent and every Saturday from this Saturday, Puncak Jaya, is that the way you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's it exactly. Yep.
That's the first peak. And then it's Mount Vinson, Mount Elbrus, Kilimanjaro, Denali, Aconcagua, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. And finally, Mount Everest, which will finish it on the 3rd of April and hopefully not finish you as well. You'll be wrecked after this. How can somebody who's listening now help to support you on this journey?
I'm kind of doing a lot of the kind of videos and documenting the whole journey on my Instagram page. You can follow my @alan.o.reardon5. The GoFundMe is called 7 Peaks in 7 Weeks. Conquering Everest.
So very easy to find you. GoFundMe.com and then search for 7 Peaks in 7 Weeks. And remember, it's for Aveen's Pink Tie in Barrettstown. And Alan.O'Reardon, the number 5 on Instagram for the live updates and the sweat and the blood and the tears,
yeah.
Going up and down the Devil's Bit. Final question. You've got a brother, Colin, who's fit too, and he's currently putting that to good use in Australia. Tell me about him.
He is, yeah. Colin is playing for the Sydney Swans over in Australia, playing AFL. He went back just after Christmas. He was lucky enough to get home and spend a bit of time with us, which was nice. And he went back just after Christmas and is in the thick of his pre-season now. So, yeah, he'll be doing lots of work as well and running, I'm sure.
And how is life in Australia? We're hearing an awful lot about essential travel only and that travel restrictions need to be tightened up here. What's life like for him in Sydney?
It's a strange one for him because it contrasts what it was like in Ireland. Life is normal, basically. He said when he went over first, when he was queuing in a shop, he'd kind of be looking at people getting so close to him. But things are just very normal over there. I know in Melbourne there has been a 5-day lockdown, I think it is, because of an outbreak of 3 cases or something like that. Sydney is all good and complete normality, basically.
Well, continued success to him and best of luck to you. And it was great to chat to you and hopefully you'll make it out the other side and make loads of money for two wonderful charities.
Thanks very much, Dave, for having me. Yeah, it's great. And hopefully we can raise both funds and awareness for the charities as well. That's part of it too.
Hon tip. Thanks a million, Alan.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.